This is KCUR 89.3. Governor Sam Brownback kicked off the Kansas legislative session by drawing lines in the sand on taxes, spending, and Medicaid expansion. And he's since been defending those positions with his veto pen. As Stephen Caranda reports, the question now is whether those vetoes will hold up.
Welcome. Thank you.
Brownback stood before Kansas lawmakers packed into the House chamber in January for the State of the State address. He took a preemptive strike against Medicaid expansion, saying the Obama-era health care law was in trouble.
It'd be foolish to endorse Obamacare expansion of Medicaid now, akin to airlifting onto the Titanic.
On taxes, Brownback defended his income tax exemption for businesses, saying it has grown jobs. His budget plan would keep it.
The days of tax first, cut never, have come to an end.
Fast forward a month, and lawmakers were stepping across the line Brownback had drawn in the sand.
The bill is hereby declared passed. Clerk will record the vote.
That's the sound of the House voting to roll back the 2012 tax cuts, but Brownback fired right back during a Kansas Chamber of Commerce dinner.
And I won't sign it, and I will veto this bill. This is bad policy.
A veto override attempt fell three votes short in the Senate. Republican Senator Barbara Bollier says lawmakers may come back with another plan to raise revenues, this time with more supporters.
For me, it looks more that we're going to have to go to override, which means some people are going to have to change in their position.
Speaking outside a meeting with voters in Leawood, Bollier admits that in recent years, moderate Republicans like herself have given in to the will of conservatives like the governor. Will they again?
Hell no. We're not given. We're tired of given. We've given and given and given. We've had cuts and cuts and cuts and cuts. And we have to be the ones to stand up and save the state.
The top Democrat in the Senate, Anthony Hensley, is making a pitch to get lawmakers on board for veto overrides. On taxes, he says anything the governor will agree to will not be enough to fix the budget shortfall.
I don't think we want him to be relevant in this process. Up until now, he really hasn't brought much to the table in the way of tax reform.
But not everyone is pushing back against Brownback using his veto pen.
That's a normal part of the process. He's elected statewide, and he has that right.
That's Republican Senate President Susan Weigel, who's been negotiating with the governor on a new tax plan. Republican House member Dan Hawkins hopes those talks are productive. He says if you have to go for a veto override, maybe that means you did not get the best solution.
I think that if we continually are looking at nothing more than veto overrides, what are we doing? We're not trying to put something together that'll work for the state. We're trying to put something together that'll work for that faction that has the control.
There is more control in the hands of Democrats and moderate Republicans since Kansans elected some new lawmakers. Brandi Fisher of the Mainstream Coalition told a group of voters in Leawood that they should be calling the shots.
The one holdup that we're having is this governor's veto. And so what that tells us is that we need a new governor.
Physician Bill Jennings attended the meeting. He was disappointed by the governor's veto of Medicaid expansion. To him, it's an issue of health and economics.
If patients don't have coverage for their care, well, they will get care in emergencies, and those who have insurance are going to pay for that.
Governor Brownback downplays the tension. He says the back and forth so far is normal on a tough issue like taxes.
We'll keep doing it. I mean, that's part of the process of the last few years. Anytime you talk about taxes, the normal process is you end up with 100 runs before you kind of find one that they're comfortable enough with to vote for.
Brownback has been saying recently that he might accept a repeal of the business tax exemption under certain conditions, showing he may be willing to be flexible as the session moves on. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.
Stephen Caranda is a reporter for Kansas Public Radio, a partner in the Kansas News Service, which is based here at KCUR 89.3.